Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Moroni Mimrozi Sheyuchyu, or the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai. And it's based in the Torah, Man Rosh Yeshiva, our footnotes at Sal. There's a chiddush halacha in the Chazon Ish, in Arachayim and Siman Kuf Chof Dalet, and Pesach and Daf Ayin Aleph. In the Gemara, we learn that from Beyisach Sameach, the Rabbis Leilach on Shal Yom Tov. It includes the last night of Yom Tov, that even on that night you have to be Simcha. For the Gemara, so why don't we learn about the first night of Yom Tov? And just the Gemara, because Ein Simcha B'Yom Shelefanav. And therefore, Be'emes, you're Patur on the first night from Simcha. Because there's no simcha in the Yom Shelefanav. Only on the last night there's simcha. Because there's simcha in the Yom Shelefanav. However, Pesach is different. Because a person is chayav b'simcha on the first night. Because it's man achilas hakarban. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish. When it comes to Sukkos, Shavuos, there's no mitzvah simcha at night, on the first night. But on Pesach, there is a chi of simcha, because there's a din simcha mitzvah the carbon Pesach, even though there's no simcha on the day before. Is a halacha that's paskin in the Chazon Ish. I would like to explain the pnimis of this halacha. It says in the pasuk, Tehillim Perek Kuf Hei, pasuk Mem Gimel. But the Jewish people left with simcha, with sasam, the rina. We don't find in the pasuk that the Jewish people left with simcha. In Chumash we don't find. Only in Tehillim. Why is that? It says in the pasuk, Chatzos Lail Akum Lahodes Lach, Tehillim Kuf Yotes. Sharis man of Oda shall chatzos laila is vahiba chatzia laila. Vitzis Mitzrayim. That's the Sharis man of Oda of chatzos laila. Now where comes the chatzos laila akum lahoydas lacha? That we get up at chatzos to thank Hashem? It comes from vahiba chatzia laila. Makas Bechoris. We'd like to discuss this raga of chatzos. First, we have to explain the meaning of the night b'chlal. It's called osik b'torah b'layla chut shel chesed mashach alav b'yom. Anybody who's osik b'torah at night, there is a thread of chesed that is drawn upon him by day. Shenemar yom imitzav Hashem chazdo b'layla shiro imi. During the day, Hashem commands his chesed, and at night, sing with me. It's askus b'torah. Called Shira, Yom HaMitzav Hashem. It says, if you learn Torah at night, you have chesed during the day. It says, Yom HaMitzav Hashem Chazda, you have chesed during the day. Why? Because Balayla, because at night, Shirim, you're learning Torah. So learning Torah at night is called Shira. So what is so unique about learning Torah at night? The Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, and the Pasuk, Lo Sigal Nafshi Eschem, notes that this is one of the brachas. One of the brachas is that God won't repel us. The Pitzad HaHefech, it says, Lo ma'astim b'lo ga'altim. It says that God won't repel us even when we sin. The bracha is that God won't repel us lo segal nafshi eschem. But even when we sin, it says lo ga'altim, lo ma'astim, lo ga'altim. I won't despise you. I won't push you away. I won't be repelled by you. So what's the special bracha? If there's already a klala, if in the klala it says lo ga'altim, so what's the bracha of lo segal? Ramban explains, "She'inyan sod v'nefesh she'mena yavo on mishkan l'siga l'sanu kechli she'magila nosa beroschim, aval b'chol eis yubegadenu levanim v'chadashim ki agila pleita." What does that mean? If you have a yachid, there are two mahalchim of aliyah. The Mahalach we know is Ein Adam Omid Al Divrei Torah Kein Nichshol Ba. You can only understand Torah if you first stumble in it. You have to first stumble. First is darkness and then there's light. Ayir Per Adam Yivoleh, man is born a wild animal. That's Bechinas Adam Baal Guf. Is in this world. There's another Mahalach of Aliyah that starts before the coming of the Neshama to the Guf. And it's only a Neshama when he's just a fetus. They teach him the whole Torah. And in there is Dalek al Rosh, and he can look from one end of the world to the other. And the avodah of a person after he's born is that this situation should be a source to remember that after you're born, you remember all the oros you already had from before. You reconnect to your source. You have to arouse the traces of Torah that you have within you from before birth. It's not going to be anything new, it's a chazara. And the distinction between these two types of aliyah is when the body has his aliyah, it goes derech hashlila. You can only be omed al divrei Torah kein nichshava. First you have to stumble. First there has to be darkness. And then you get to the light. Hashem kein bevchinas neshama. First comes the light. And then comes the darkness. First you have the light when you're in your mother's womb. And then afterwards come the darkness, you're born. Forget it. So that's the difference between the two aliyahs. When you're in your body, first comes the darkness, then comes the light. When you're in a shama, first comes the light, and only afterwards comes the darkness. And that's what the Ramban means when he says that the aliyah in the 12 is not going to come derech hagala, derech pleita. It's going to be chiyuvi. So the Ramban says here, you know what the bracha is? That never share many yavo on mishkan. Lo siga lo sanu. The soul of Hashem. Lo siga al nafshi, Hashem's soul. From which will come the mishkan. Will not push us out, expel us, repel us, like a kli that you immerse it in boiling hot water. But rather our clothing, because then you levanim chadash, and it's going to be white. Ki agila pleita. Because tigal means pleita, means to expel, push out. We're not going to have that. We're always going to be what? That means lo sigal nafshi es. Bhagil means pleita, means to expel. So there are two ways that a person can get close to Hashem. One is for his darkness, then light. And the other is directly through light. when you're in your mother's womb without the darkness first. Darkness comes later in that mahalach, but right now it starts with light. That's the bracha here. The bracha is that you're not going to get close to Hashem through struggling first, through stumbling first. But rather, it's you're going to start with the light. That's what it means. Lo'sigal nafshi yescha. That's the bracha. But you're going to go directly with light. It's not going to be derech shlila. Seen in my Rao that the Yisod the Anhag of Meikara Chashucha Vahadu Nahira is part of Maisa Bereshis. Vayera Vayivoker. First darkness, then light. That's in the world of the body. In Karbanos, the night goes after the day. And you might think that that's outside of the normative framework of this world. The first comes night and then day. And here first comes day and then night. The night goes after the day. But the truth is, it's not true. Because night going after day is also included in my separations. After the Maamar of Yehior, it says Vayavdel. After the Tzius of the light comes Vayavdel. He puts away the Or and he brings the Choshech. We have to explain the unique milos of these two mahalchim. Night before day or day before night. In our days it goes night and then day, and in Kachim it goes day and then night. The Yisod of the Maharal, in the 52nd parak of Gurus, also in Lam Zayin, talks about Laila. Laila is Heyader HaMetziut. Yom is light. Light is Metzius. Night is a lack of Metzius. On one hand, Bittul HaMetzius shows negativity. Shliliut. Churban. So that's Vayera Vayivoker. First day, first night and then day. First darkness, Churban, and then light. So this is the Giul HaNefesh. First there's this repelling, and then they're bringing us close. Night and then day. On the other hand, the Bittul of the present Metzius is effective to bring a positive light, a positive hidden light. When the brain of a person is involved in the present, if he can't remember what was forgotten, he's involved in the present. When the Metzius of the present is batal, then he remembers the past. That's why night is good for Haskaras HaNeshkachos, for remembering the past. Because night is Bittul HaMetzius. Bittul HaMetzius allows us to go back to the past. So this fits the system of night going after day. When you were in Ubar, you had the Hasagas of Kedusha, the light, the Nair over your head, and then comes the Stiras of this world. The Laila helps you remember that light that's within you. So we see that the Bittul Metzius of night branches out into two paths. One is a Churban, Mazikin. And again, that's the night that precedes the day. First there's destruction and then there's building. First darkness and then light. But light also has an aspect of Bittul HaMetzius that's very positive from the get-go. It allows you to remember, since the Hofez Batl, it allows you to remember the past. That's the remembering when you were with Me'ima, when it was light. And that's the night that precedes the day that precedes the night. The first toelis of night and then day, that's Bechinas HaGuf, Vayer Vayboker. Night and then day, darkness then light, difficulties and then success. The second toelis is Bechinas HaNeshama. First night and then day. First night and then day. First day and then night. This time was wrong. It's by Peter. First day and then night. Remembering after the light. In other words, that's what night does. Night is bitul mitzius and brings you back to the light that came before. Remembering of what was when you were in your mother's womb. So we have these two different systems, day and then night, night and then day. Night and then day, the body, darkness and then the light. Day and then night is the soul. It starts with the light, the clarity of being a fetus, and then the darkness of being born. So when we get to the hoved, the darkness, the night, the vatal, the night is bitul metzius, and the middle you can go back to the earlier light. Besides Karbanos, we find by Torah also, it says Yom HaLaila, Yom is before Laila. Yisavu Yom HaLaila. V'heimim HaDvarim, for instance, I say by Torah HaLaila. The Maila is not that he's a masnik, but that he's Mishtayach, he relates himself to the Tzur of Laila and the Cheshbon of nights coming after day. In other words, he's Mishtayach to those Oiris. Vayhi Or. Many, many lights. Sheganza me'ene kol chai. Me'rov zara. He's going back to these lights. In other words, when he's learning Torah at night, he has the chet shechesed mashach alav b'yom. He's reverting back to those earlier lights of he was in a neshama. Those great lights. We said earlier, the system of night going after day is also in Seder and Maaseh Bereishis. By Avdel, God separated the night, the darkness from the light after Yior. And if so, somebody learns Torah, B'yom HaLaila. He brings back those roots, those hidden roots, of those lights of Yior. First there was Yior, and then there was the Vayavdel, between darkness and light. So by learning at night, one learns day and then night. He's bringing back those sharashim of that primordial light of the Vayhi Or that preceded the Vayavdel. And that light of his neshama before he was born that preceded the darkness of being born and being in the physical body. And that's why in the Pasuk, Torah is called Shira. As we quoted before, Yom HaMitzav Hashem Chazda V'Laila Shiro Inni. When one learns Yom HaMalaila, that's also the Seder here. First Yom, then Laila. So Laila is called a Shira. That learning at night, which again is the night that comes after the day, after the light. So that learning at night is called a Shira. Because you sing Shira when the Rishayim fall. And Be'etzem, Laila is a time of Mazikin, of harmful forces. Someone learns Torah at night, he transforms that night into a clean Machshir, to to a kli that enables the restoration of the roots of light in Kedusha. And there's no greater falling of the Rishayim from that that transforms the koach of Mezikim to a utensil in the avodah to bring back the light. So normally light is darkness, light is Mezikim. You learn Torah night, day, and then night. So there's night is Bittul Metzius, and then brings you back to the earlier Metzius of light, to the roots of light in Kedusha. And that's the greatest Mapala of the Rishayim. And that's all by a Yachid. Also in Klal Olamos, we have these two Mahalchim. Erev Kadum Leboker, Kanaot Lebchinat Aguf, Yom Kadum Lalaila, Kanaot Lebchinat HaNeshama. We have these two Mahalchim in the Olamos. Night preceding day, the body, this world, and day preceding night, the Neshama. If you think in terms of the Neshama, the day comes first. If you think in terms of the body, the night comes first. Knesset Yisrael, B'chlal Olam, contains the Bechina of the Neshama. Knesset Yisrael, the mystical soul of the Jewish people, contradicts the whole Mahalchim, all the Mahalchim of this world, of all of its contradictions. These Knesset Yisrael is Mishtayach to those Oros Genusim of Yehi Or. Those hidden lights of one day there will of Yehi Or that once was the beginning of time. And those are going to appear in the future because of Knesset Yisrael. So it must be that does this Zol Zich Durch Ir. Only through Knesset Yisrael is going to be revealed the Mahalach of the day preceding the night. So we have to reveal this Mahalach of Yom Kodim Lalaila. Because we're the ones who have been revealed as Oros Genuzim of the Yior that preceded the Vayavdel. It happens to be, parenthetically, the Yom HaSeolam also have day and then night. That's the Seder Yom of the Yom HaSeolam, first day and then night. But that's not because they're going back Lifnei Aleda. Their day is not Lifnei Aleda, not referring to the light of the Neshama. But rather to the day of Shalva in this world. And in this world, things are good. And then, boom, they go wrong. And it's the Mahalach. You want it to be, you think it's good, you think it's good, and then, boom, that's most people's life story. Many people. That or he or that tzaddikim look misofo lematzofo is the same light as Uru Ne'ima, Ner Dalek al Rosho, Shitzofo misofo lematzofo. And if so, where do you see in Knesset Yisrael that special cheshbon of Laila being after day? The light of he or that tzaddikim look misofo lematzofo is the same light as Uru Ne'ima. Self and self follow that self, and that's that special primordial light. Where do you see that cheshbon of the night, of the day preceding the night? The answer is at Chatzos, Vahiba Chatzi Alayla. Chatzos is equidistant from day and night. So that indicates a transition from the cheshbon of Erev Boiker The cheshbon of Yom Laila. And the cheshbon of night day, night morning. The cheshbon of day night. And the transition to the cheshbon of day night comes at the moment of the birth of Knesset Yisrael. So Chatzos is equidistant. It shows now we're showing, till now the Mahalach was day, was night and then day. Now it was night. And after this night, it's going to be day. And then in Chatzos, since it's equidistant to the day, right? It's equidistant to night and to day. So now we stop that cheshbon of day and night, and we go to the cheshbon of night and day, and we go to the cheshbon of day and then night. Night is split up into two halves. First the cheshbon of night day, and then the cheshbon of day night. The transition to the cheshbon of day night comes in the moment of the birth of Knesset Yisrael, because that she encompasses in her those lights those oiros ad ein sof hagenuzim, those infinite hidden lights. So that's what happened when we were born. We have these lights within us. And that's why it's dafkir chatzos laila. When we're going to the mahalach of day and then night, v'yom v'laila. Night following the day. So that's what Knesset Yisrael is. We bring back those primordial lights. And when those lights shine, if you make a ibur of when neshama is before birth, and before creation, so then the night goes after the day. And that parallels the aliyah of the neshama before birth. The neshama has a great aliyah, that's Knesset Yisrael, the nation of the soul. And that's why tzaddikim have such an avodah throughout the doris of Tikkun Chatzos, to bring back that yihi or that's stored at the root of Knesset Yisrael. V'havir miseta yom echer, yom achar laila, laila achar yom. Transition from the Seder of day following day being after the night, first night and then day, the Seder of night being after the day, first day, because again, the day preceding the night symbolizes the beginning of time, the beginning of the soul, in the mother's womb. And Chatzos is when this transition is made, from the Mahalach of first night and then day to the Mahalach of first day and then night. And that's what it says in Tehillim. Yotzei amoi b'sasayin v'rina es b'chirav. He took us out with joy. You don't see in the Chumash he took us out with joy. So here Sefer Tehillim is Megalitas, that we had joy. What was the joy? The joy was, as it says in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Tes, Uvalayla Shiroimi. The joy was the song of the night. What's the song of the night? The defeat of the mazikin, those harmful forces of the night. And light is no longer chashucha, it's no longer darkness, but it's light. It's bittul hamitzias, to get back to that mitzias of light. That's the v'layla shirimi, and therefore we sing about the mapala v'shayim. Is that we use the mazikin now to bring back the light. The bittul of our metzias now goes back to the primordial yihior, And that's being in our mother's womb, being with the neshama, being on neshama. Now we get back to where we started. The first achilas kachim in the Jewish people was on the night of the 15th. And at that time, there was a chiddush of Laila Achar Yom. That time, since by kachim we go, the night goes after the day. That all started on Lil Tesvav. Now, B'chola, and the other first night of Yom Tov, there's no din of Simcha. The day before, there's no Simcha. Mashenkin on Pesach. Shet Simcha vo minei ubei. Simcha, you don't need that day before to have Simcha, like the Gemara says, normally you need the day before to have Simcha, nor to have Simcha at night. But here you don't, because the Simcha is because of the night. In the Gemara, we learn that Simcha of Laila is Talib B'Yom Shelefanim. We only have Simcha night if there's Simcha in the Yom Shelefanim. We see a big finish that in Simcha Santa we have a cloud of Laila Achar Yom. Otherwise, what's the Maila of the night following the day? Where there's Simcha. So it has to be that's Laila Achar Yom. Therefore, there's a Maila of the day at Simcha, the following night is Simcha. But Pesach itself is the transition from the Anhaga of Laila Achar Yom. Now we're in the state of the night following the day. These the lights of Pesach, Amor, and this Tmura, and this change from the halach of night and then day to day and then night. But we don't need that the previous day should have Simcha. Rather, it's a time of Simcha itself. This is the first time we ate kachim, where it's yom achar, where it's laila achar yom, and this is where we had our chatzos laila. We had the makat chatzos laila because that's the transition. That's the birth of Knesset Yisrael and makat bechoros, and that's the transition from the mahalach of night and then day to day and then night. It's the equidistant point between day and night. So until now, the first half of the Laila is the night that precedes the day. And then the second half is the day preceding the night. The night itself has tremendous simcha. This is the night where we make the transition from the mahalach of night then day to the mahalach of day and then night. We go back to the original auras, the auras of Bereishis and the auras of being in a shaman, our mother's womb. The dvarim amukim me'od, misamchi lev. Baruch Hashem, we learn this. She's able to continue. And see more in the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.